The following shir has been presented by Rav Mordechai Lebhar, Rosh Kollel of Link of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In the Torah it's written, Lo kivaru esh b'chol moishvaisechem b'yom HaShabbos, and we learn from the Melechis HaMishkan and from lighting fire specifically as one of the of all of the Melechis and the Av Melecha of Kibui. And more and more as technology develops, we are challenged with different devices, that some of them are necessary. Some of them are not necessary. Some of them we don't have a choice in. So what I wanted to discuss today is a new question that is not yet widely discussed, but it's something that's being more common in houses that want to structure their house to be a smart house, which means the following, and I have this in my house, and I know other people have this as well, which is the thermostat. The thermostat... There are thermostats on the market, more commonly known as the Nest thermostat. There are other companies as well, but I'm going to be discussing in particular the Nest thermostat that works in the following form, the following way. I was asked about this 2 years ago, and I wasn't quite sure, and it came up, it's nageya to me, and I looked into it, and I spoke to a few Talmidei Chachamim as well about this. The Nest thermostat has a couple of functions to it that could possibly be a challenge. The first challenge is that when somebody passes by this device, automatically this thermostat turns on, and he is going to see what the temperature is. In other words, for convenience, you pass by, it turns on. That zikr is asr because a person has a kavana, a person has in mind that it should turn on, and it's nichale and it's miskavin for all we know, and he's what malach is it exactly? Whether it's a derabbanan or a deraisa, we're not going to get into, but there are definitely malachas that are going on, and therefore that's definitely usher, which is easily solved. That you could take off that function. You could take off that function in that Nest thermostat that when somebody passes by it turns on. So that's rather easily solved. There's two other issues that are more negeh lehalacha. It's really a fascinating shaila, which is the following. The whole maila why people get these thermostats is because they're energy efficient. Why are they energy efficient? Because these thermostats learn from your behaviors how to modify the temperature. For example, if you're going to be living in a house for 2 weeks, and it sees that you are always away between this and this time. It sees that while you're sleeping, you don't really need to be modified. In other words, during those 2 weeks, you'll sometimes modify it. But they'll learn after a while your behaviors that you're not going to need to modify it. So because of that, it learns when to go on, when to go off. When you're at home, it'll make sure to go on. When you're away, it senses that there's nobody in the house. It has sensors that senses that nobody's in the house, and it'll go off. Hence, there's stark zadim to say that that there's a major problem, because over here we're not talking. Even though it could be you're not mechavin all the time, but it could very well be that you are mechavin, because it could be that I'm sorry. It's for sure that it's nichale because you wanted to program it in a way that it is energy efficient for you. And this could be a very big question. Another potential problem is that when you leave, let's say you want to go away for Shabbos, and then a guest is going to come in, so it knows that you're gone, and a guest comes in, he's going to activate it, so your guest is not allowed to come in. And there's not only that, it's able to sense when you're there, when you're not there, from the presence of where your phone is, because you could activate this thermostat from your phone. And if somebody has that app, so if it senses if your phone is away, if it's not your way, so it's a rather a complicated device. And the shaila is whether it's allowed. So I wanted to bring a couple of tzdadim that have to do lehalacha to understand this shaila. The first one is what's the malachas that are involved whenever it is learning. So there's information that's going into a memory card. This has a lot to do with the smart refrigerators nowadays, which we spoke about another time, but we're not going to speak about this time. But the smart refrigerators always have a magnetic card, and the magnetic card is recording every one of your actions. And when it records that you opened up the fridge enough times, together with sensing what the temperature is, it activates the thermostat, and sometimes it activates the defroster, which is the Arisa, because the defroster is a glowing light. And over here as well, the Nest thermostat, one thing is that if it activates the air conditioner, which is a suffix the Arisa, but if it activates the heater, that's mamish that you're turning on fire. You know, there's heat going on, there's glowing, there's even baseboard heaters that could have coils in them, or sometimes it's a water heating coil, water that goes through that's bishul going on. So there could be malacha deraisa going on that you activate. Some of them are baif and grumma, some of them aren't. But what happens when a person is coming into, and this is a very important shaila that's going to keep on coming up. What happens when a person comes into a scenario that there's information being recorded, and he wants that information. He has information that's being recorded. So this came up a couple of years ago in Tavshin Ayin Hay. Legabe, video's a little different. But Legabe, the kosher switch, that somebody came up with an Eitza that you turn on a switch and it's going to take a few minutes till it actually activates. It's a Hasara Samonea that it just removed the barrier and it was able to go. And all the Poiskim Pe'echot came out and said that there's a Cheshash Isser De'oraisa in such a device. One of the tshuvas that came out was from Hagen Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita. And he wrote from a couple places where you could say it's Asr. One of the places in Siman Shin Lamed Ches in Hilchas Shabbos, legabe fixing a clock. And the Shaar HaTzion, discusses in by the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, that if you're going to move the Chuta Barzel, even if the clock is still running, but you're moving something inside the clock that's going to ensure that it's going to keep on running smoothly, it's Asr Mishum Tikin Mana. It's a Shaila by the Shaar HaTzion Sifkot Yud Ches, if it's an Isser De'oraisa or De'rabbanan. So what do you see? That if you're doing an action in something, even though it's not going to happen right away, but it's programmed to happen, and you did something in it that eventually something's going to happen because of it, it's not a grumma. It could be a tikkun mana going on right then and there. This also has a big question regarding a grumma, which is worthy to note that a couple of days ago, Hagoyin Rav Levi Yitzchak Halpern, who was the head of the Technological Institute in Yerushalayim, a very big Talmud Chacham, was nifter, he had certain eitzes with grumma machines, but we know that Rabbi Yashiv and others were very opposed to that. Even I heard from Rabbi Zirul Orbach that at the end of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's life, he was also opposed to things that are going to work in a certain system. You can't call them a grumma. Grumma is something that happens haphazardly, but not something that works in a system. So if this is going to happen, like you're putting something in the machine and systematic, eventually it's going to figure something out, it's very hard to call that a grumma. Rabbi Shlomo Miller also brings in that same tshuva from Simon Shinla Medala, the Gabi Bittel Kli Meichanoi, that if you're gonna, it talks about it putting a Kli under a table and then removing a table, and then the Kli is gonna be under somewhere where it's gonna be Mavutal, so that's allowed. But it's Mashm over there that if you're gonna do everything, in other words, you're doing everything in one shot, you're doing it Bimiskavin, I'm sorry, you're putting the Kli under the table, and then you are going to remove the table as a two-step process, even though l'chayra it's a grumma, what you're doing is less than a grumma, it's a saras ha-mayneya, but since it's all done in a seder, we don't allow such a thing. So I'll go upon him, if it could be a malacha right now of that we're discussing of recording something that you want it to be recorded, whether it's an inyan of makeh bepatish or another malacha of al kol panim moilid some information. Either way, the poiskim understand that there is an isser. Most poiskim understand that there is an isser, which leads us to the following. So if there's an isser, what possible heter could there be? So here it's interesting. There are There's somebody who works in this field that wrote extensively about how the nest works. And also I spoke to a yadid of mine who spoke to somebody who worked for nest programming, And that person said the following. He claims the following. Now this, was not verified 100%, but he claims the following. That in or, and in, based on this information, that's what I'm talking. If the information changes, so I'm retracting whatever we say. But based on this information is the following. There's many different algorithms to decide that Nest has to decide what is changing and what is not, and how to change the temperature, how not to change the temperature. Number one, it's deciding where you are. Number two, it has a camera that a lot of people have, a camera that the camera senses where you are. Number three is where your smartphone is. And if you leave your smartphone at home, it's mistaver that it's not gonna think that you're away and it's gonna keep it there. But everything is pendant. And if it was those reasons alone, although it's a suffix psik reisha, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the suffix psik reisha, it's a famous machlokes between the Taz and Rikiv Eger, if there's a psik reisha it's going to happen, but you're not sure if it's going to happen or not. And the reason why you're not sure is not because the action itself is unsure. For example, if you're pushing a bench and it might make a hole, it might not make a hole, that's called something that's not a psik reisha, because there's no way of anybody knowing if it's going to happen or not with your maise. In other words, your maise is not a maise that you're for sure going to do a psik reisha. You're going to pull hair when you brush. You don't know if it's going to happen or not, if that's the case. However, in a case of you're in the house and you might leave the house and therefore it might activate the switch from going on or off, the nest knows, just you don't know. So that's called a suffix psik reisha. It's a machlekes. Kveger says it's aser, and the Taz, legabe closing a lid on zvuvim, says it's mutter, and poiskim generally take on that it's mutter on isurei derabanan. But I heard from Reb Shlomo Miller that you could be a little bit more, that there's stronger tzaddim to say, like the Taz, there are Rishonim that way, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there are discussions to be soimach on the Taz, but you do need other tzirufim. So, over here, if it's only this piece of information that you're not 100% sure, it's a little shver to be matir, because it's very, maybe you're einu mechavin, but maybe you are, because you want it to understand. It's nichaf, it's for sure nichaf for you when you leave the house that it shuts off the heater or the air conditioning when you're out of the house. It saves a lot of energy. So you're happy with that. So once we're talking about a psik reisha on a nichale, it gets that much more difficult. Now, if it's an iser derabanan, there's a machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Rama in Simin Shin Yud Dalid, psik reisha on an iser derabanan if it's mutter or not. And so that's a machlekes. And we're talking about even if it's nichale. But bitziruf, the fact that you don't know 100% is going to happen with the Taz, so it could be there's what to rely on, although it's not so posh. However, there is one eitzah that I think that makes things much easier. And if this eitzah is true, so it could give a heter for those who want to use the nest. Nevertheless, they still should take off that function. When you pass by, it turns on or off. That's pasha that we said at the beginning. But there is something called a schedule. That if you put a schedule in this nest and you program the schedule that you want on Shabbos, that it goes on in this time and that time, and you leave your phone at home, so you took precautions, and this is where the lumdus comes in, you took precautions to show that you be'etzem don't want it to turn off when you're leaving. So it's einu mechaven. If you're not taking any precautions, so it could be you want it, and it could be it's even a meskaven. But if you left the house, if you did a schedule that should, or you hope it should, override everything else, and you leave your phone at home, so even if you're not sure if it's overriding, but it might sense your phone, you're taking as many actions as you can to show that it's loy nichale.
Yeah,
that it's loy nichale. And if it's loy nichale, so that means it's a psik reisha, it's einu miskaven, that's one thing. Then you have a suffix psik reisha. So whether it's nichale, you're showing already it's loy nichale because you'd rather not. You have a certain schedule. Maybe it's only nichale because of Shabbos, so that doesn't count. But I'll go upon him, you have a suffix psik reisha, and it's only a suffix psik reisha. For all we know, it might be a chashash rochek that it might happen. Right? If you have a schedule programmed that should override where you are and where you aren't, So that should be a chashash rochak. Now I do want to mention that there is a function that says home away function could be turned off. And if that's the case, every Shabbos, if you take off, you could do it forever, but then what's the purpose of having this Nesta energy efficient thing? You're not going to have it. So, but for Shabbos, you could go and you could switch it to go on and off. And, somebody who does that, Tavoy Olav Bracha. But somebody who doesn't want to do that and he wants to leave the nest the whole time, he should set a schedule. And if he sets a schedule, then it could very well be that it will remain a set time where it's supposed to go on and off, and that's where the lumpness would come in, that it could be that it's a suffix secretion b'chiyai gavna would be allowed. Now there could be another tziruf where Vosner talks about in Chelek Yud Siman Samich, where he talks about a person going through doors that when you're going to go through a camera, the doors are going to open. He has a very interesting heter that is, that it could be there's a basis in Rishonim, but he doesn't bring Rishonim, but he says, the im ein adam oise shum pe'ula shel melacha derech maise rak oimed v'hoylich kedarkoi val yedei ze gam bli daite v'kavanos anas yetziris maise melea ke hadlokas anera psichas adeles kein shetzia Kateroji ain bazal kolponim melacha deraisa ki atayr asher melachas machsheves dainu peulas maisu machshava v'loim atzinu bazeh v'lam betes melachis v'tol the same demishkan ve'ain a doime kamuven lemelacha grua. So he says that a betzir of psikresha derabanan, he's matir somebody going into a screen.
Electric doors.
Adam. So when he's going in, people see him, and then they're going to open up the door for him. He's saying, you're not really doing a maise, because even though...
Electric doors, are they? Automatic doors.
So he's not talking about all automatic doors. He's talking about when you're going in, then automatically they're going to see the screen and things are going to, and people are going to see. So he says that he basically he's talking about the camera, Shiloh, when you're going through something, and people use this also when you're going to pass by and the light's going to turn on. It's you don't want it. And he talks about it could be that the door is also going to, the door might open up, but you are going in and you can't say that you're doing a maise because you're doing something else. It's not misyachis to you. And we spoke about this, Yisoid, other times, that when somebody is doing when somebody's walking kedarkoi, and he's not mechavin to do a maise, so you're gonna say, it's a psikoresha, what do you mean? So he's not mechavin to do a maise. But sometimes, the action is not misyachis at all to the maise if he's doing something that has no connection to the maise. Ke'ein, my Rosh Hashiva would always bring, Rabbi Kushalevsky would bring in, Shitas Haran, brought down in Maseches Pesachim, that when somebody is, that you don't say psik resha on a milsa dehano. Let's say you're passing by and you don't have kavana to smell the smell of iser that you can't have hano from, and you're passing by and you might and you don't want to smell it, but it's a psik resha, you're going to smell it. So there's a shita saran in psachim that says that, well, it's a hano, it's something that comes memela. The way we tie it up is because since it's a hano, you can't attach that as you're doing a maise. It's not, it's felt in the maise that you can't connect the action to the maise. Over here too, since you're walking, you're doing a maise of walking, it's very hard to attach that to the result that's going to happen. And the whole lumdus of psikresha is that your action is attached to the taitzah. But when the taitzah and the action are so far removed, it's very hard to say that. If you're going to go with this Rav Osner, he's just walking. He's not mechavin of any of these things that are. I'm sorry, all these things that are happening just because he's walking. I don't know if you want to call it ke'ena mesasik or ke'en that it doesn't connect to his action. Especially if in a case of einu mischavin, you could be metzarif that as well. So lemaskana, if somebody's doing something b'miskavin, very hard to be matir. And if somebody wants it to happen, it's very hard to be matir. Especially if it's during the winter time where the heater might come on, which there might be chashash iser deraisa, and it's not so pasha to say that it's a grama. But in a way that your person's going to do it, that he doesn't have kavana because he set a schedule and he's showing he doesn't want it to happen. And even if it happens, al kolponim, it's a suffix sik resha. And it could be that it's, that according to some paiskim, especially in the summer, it might be a derabanan because it might be a grama, it might be derabanan because it's not going to happen right away. So it's going to be more of a shail of tikkun mana. So since you have all these tzirufim together, you could be matir if you put on a schedule, but somebody who wants to turn off the system totally every Shabbos, tova yalav bracha.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.